Toby, how are you today?
I'm fine. Why are we whispering?
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like snoring.
That's exactly what it is. The leprechaun is sleeping, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Man, he snores loud.
He pretty much does everything loud. So let's keep it down and just have a nice, regular show.
Sounds good to me. Sleep tight, little leprechaun.
Okay, Alex the computer, please start things off.
Welcome, listeners, to the latest episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! Welcome back, guys. And Toby, guess what?
What?
I'm embarrassed and downright shocked.
Why?
Because we both missed our podcast release date by a whole week.
We did?
Yeah. We should have released the show on April 15th. I totally lost track.
Well, things have been crazy everywhere at all times, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but it's very unlike me. In my defense, I have been concentrating on more than usual lately. Alex, please count me down in Spanish, which is also a little hint to one of the things that I've been thinking about.
Uno?
I just delivered the files, you guys, for my next kids album to be mastered, and that is very stressful.
Oh yeah, because you have to commit to a final mix. That's very difficult to do, and you always hear something that you think could be better, and it drives you crazy.
Toby, my man, you hit the nail on the head.
Dos?
It was my birthday last week, and I kind of just wanted to take it easy and enjoy that.
Aw, don't sweat it, birthday boy.
Tres?
And guys, you know that I hate to be vague, but there has been a potentially significant development that is being discussed right now that I will hopefully be able to share very soon. All of that was very unexpected, so I've been pulled in kind of a lot of directions, and I apologize.
De nada, amigo. Everyone is prone to a mistake once in a while. I am confident that we will get past this tragedy and emerge better, stronger, and wiser. Honestly, I don't think anyone cares. See, there's your proof.
Yeah, well, I care. Remember, we're trying to be quiet, so not wake him up. You know, I like having Leprechaun around, but I think him being here and his big personality is part of why I've been so distracted lately.
Yeah, he's a handful. Well, while he's out, can I do my featured presentation, please?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, theys and thems, I proudly, yet kind of quietly, give to you the one, the only, Toby.
Hi, you guys. If you are listening on its day of release, that means it is Monday, April 22nd, and that means it is Earth Day. The idea for Earth Day was originally born in 1969 when a U.S. senator named Gaylord Nelson witnessed the effects of a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. He called to action all Americans to take a stand for the environment in 1970, and thousands of colleges and universities across the country organized protests for a healthy, sustainable Earth. Today, we have similar concerns, some of which are even messier than the original oil spill. It may seem impossible for one person, or even thousands, to fix these pollution problems, but a small action, like picking up litter on the sidewalk that may have ended up tangled around a defenseless animal, still makes an impact. So here are some great ways to celebrate Earth Day.
1.
Reduce your carbon footprint.
Get creative and switch up your commute. Maybe carpool. Take public transportation, or if possible, walk, skate, scooter, or ride a bike.
2.
Reuse and recycle your wardrobe.
When you buy thrifted or gently used clothes online, new resources are not used to make more garments that will end up in a landfill.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is such an awesome suggestion. Another thing that recently happened that was kind of distracting me, Evie was in a fashion show that our friend Christine had created an original outfit for from Found Materials.
Oh, that's so cool. What did she use?
She used denim to make a really cool dress. So she took several thrift store pieces and cut them and then sewed them together into a brand new design. I will post a picture of Evie in the outfit on my Instagram. Great idea, Toby.
Oh, cool. Okay, and the last one.
3.
Switch up your diet.
Did you know food production counts for 1/4 to 1/3 of all greenhouse emissions?
I did not.
If everyone were to go vegetarian by 2050, food-related emissions would decrease by 60%. So guys, remember, on this Earth Day, everyone can participate. Small acts matter. And never give up, because we only have one Mother Earth. Back to you, Ishvan.
Thank you, Toby. I'm so glad we're focusing on Earth Day today. That was so awesome. Okay, let's take a break and play a song and see if Leprechaun stays asleep. In honor of all of us working together on Earth Day, I think it would be nice to play my classic kid song, Team Member. Alex, if you will.
Great idea. Here is Team Member from Ishvan's very first kids album, Things I Like.
Diaper. I help my mama, cause I don't even cry. We make some breakfast, I don't get hyper. I ask politely, may I have a piece of pie? And mom says pie is for dessert. If you eat it for breakfast, your tummy will hurt. So I say fine, give me what you got. I'm sure whatever you've made, it's gonna hit the spot. Cause I'm a team member, got work to do. Team members work together, hey, how about you? To the bathroom, I use the potty. I wash my hands and get angry, I don't shout and I don't scream. But when I get dressed, things go here and there, like my pants and my shirts and all my underwear. So I pick them up quick and put them in the drawer. Then my room looks great, cause nothing's on the floor. Cause I'm a team member, got work to do. Team members work together, hey, how about you?
Kids fight naps. They're the greatest.
Oh, man. Leprechaun, I'm sorry. We were trying to be quiet. Did we wake you up?
No. I was fading in and out, you know. Oh, well, I had the weirdest dream. Oh, yeah? Was it about gold? No.
Was it about delightful shamrock shakes?
No, but you're closer. We all went on a trip to a place called Dave's Carrot Farm, and it took a long time to get there. But by the time we arrived, the farmer told us, "You missed carrot season." So all the carrots were gone. What do you think that means, lads? I don't know. It's kind of weird. Did you eat carrots recently? No, I hate carrots. I like avocados. Oh, yeah, me too. Look at my shirt. I'm extra. With a little avocado guy. That's funny.
Yeah, avocados, dudes, are where it's at. They're like my new favorite food.
All right, so now that we all agree on avocados, what's the plan for tonight? Ice cream Sunday station? Or how about popcorn and a scary movie? Ooh, or what about spa night? I'm all rested up, and I'd like to pamper myself so as I can keep my youthful glow. I'm good either way. The choice is yours.
You know what?
What?
Let's do them all.
Oh, awesome! This is so fast.
Yeah, you guys go upstairs and start getting everything ready.
All right, this is going to be epic. Okay, I say we start with the popcorn and the movie probably first.
Okay, have you ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Have I? It's
one of my favorite movies.
All right. While those guys are getting ready, and I've got you to myself, I want to tell everybody a little bit more about all the important things that are happening. First, I think you guys already know to check my concert dates, which can be found on my website, ishvansongs.com. Second, like I said, my next kids album is being mastered by the great Carl Saff as we speak and will be available soon. Mastering, if you don't know, is the process that fixes audio issues and makes the songs more dynamic overall. It also creates the time in between songs and puts them in the order that you hear them. I'll be playing more tracks here on the podcast as we lead up to the official release date. And lastly, I may have some cool news to share with you about special appearances and shows I may be a part of very soon. It's a partnership of sorts with an iconic organization that heavily influenced me growing up. So cross your fingers and stay tuned for sure. I should know very, very soon. Oh, I hear them. Okay. I've got popcorn to make and sundaes to make and probably a huge mess to clean up. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show, and I hope to see you right back here for the next episode. But until then, I am Ishvan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah. And we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial-free by going to Ishvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Ishvan Songs.
Yeah, that's ISTVANSONGS. And leave a much-appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Ishvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.